This next guest, first time on our show.
Yes.
I have had the opportunity to meet him once or twice. Great guy and super great for the Tampa Bay Lightning. And so happy that he'll be sticking around. Let's welcome Alex Killorn to the show. Alex, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, you should be good. You're rich now, man.
it feels good for sure.
Yeah. So does everybody get, like, better Christmas gifts this year?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I haven't thought about anything I'm going to buy yet, but the Christmas gifts will be a lot better. It's my sister's birthday this week, so.
Oh, she's the first one. Yeah. She's like, listen, you son of a bitch, you didn't get me anything. Exactly. We were kids. You didn't buy me any good gifts. You were mean to me. You better come clean with a car or something like that.
Yeah, I hope she's not expecting a car.
On a serious note, though, congratulations. What a great season you had, and what a hard-fighting player you were for this team. I mean, it's so exciting to know that we have guys that want to play here. What is it about this team that makes everybody stay? I thought for sure we were going to lose Stamkos.
Yeah, I think no one was really sure what Stamkos was going to do, even us. But it just shows you how badly guys want to stay in Tampa, how much they enjoy playing in Tampa. He could have made a lot more money somewhere else, but he decided to be on a team that competes every year, that has a chance to win the cup. And living in Florida, it's a great way to live. So
yeah, that's not a bad deal either. And I'm glad he stayed. I really am. But I thought for sure he'd go, and now we got Stamkos, we got Killorn, we've got Hedman. I mean, this is the group of guys that are tight, that stick together and play together and gel together better and better every year. So, congratulations on having such a great season.
Thank you. Yeah, it's not often that you get to keep in a cap system to keep all these guys together. And we still have a few more guys that need to get signed. But as long as we keep this team mostly intact, I think we're going to be pretty successful in the years to come.
Yeah, I'm so happy for the team. Now, Killorn, as most people know, they use this for marketing and all this stuff, went to Harvard.
Right.
Now, how did you get into Harvard? Are you smart, or did you, like, skate your way into Harvard?
I think we have, there's a different scale for how athletes get in compared to a normal person.
Right,
but,
right.
I wasn't dumb, but I don't think that I would have got in if I didn't play hockey. Put it that way.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know.
Right.
But now, why? Yeah. Now, when you're like, how great does that just sound? Oh, I went to Harvard. I mean, that's so. Your parents must have been so impressed because they were like, "There's no way Alex is going to Harvard."
No. I mean, once I got in, I was there. It was kind of surreal, and then I graduated. My mom to this day is more proud of me graduating Harvard than she is of me playing in the NHL. She tells people that all the time, but it's a great thing. I was pretty fortunate to be able to do it, and Eiserman even let me stay there for my last 2 years when I had the chance to come sign and start my pro career, but they didn't force me or pressure me to leave, and that's something I really appreciated when I was in college.
Yeah, if you're at Pasco Hernando Community College and they want you to leave the player lighting, you go.
See you guys later.
But if you're at Harvard, you're like, I got to stick this one out, right, man. What do you get your degree in? Like, what do you graduate with?
This political science degree and French, minor in French. So.
He's like, I want to communicate with my team, so I might want to know a little French.
Right.
Oh, man, as if you're not getting laid enough, you're a millionaire hockey player who speaks French. Oui, Senor Killorn.
Yeah.
Single, right?
Yes, I'm single.
Yeah. That's how you should stay, for at least till you're, like, 32. Don't let any of your teammates who got suckered into marriage try to talk you into getting married. Make sure you ride this one out.
No, I know. We have a pretty good group of single guys, so I don't see that changing anytime soon, but you never know.
Yeah. Although my wife really wants to bang you. That's something I strongly discourage as well. Although I don't think I'd have much control.
She became quite the fan this year.
Yeah, like she bought a Killorn jersey from China because she couldn't find one readily available here. That's not a good sign for me.
Oh, God, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She, I think I told you this, but she met you when they had like the, you know, the thing that you guys do at the carnival thing, and you took a picture with my wife and kids, and I took the picture. So my wife wants to use it for our Christmas card this year, which I don't think is going to go over very well. This is Alex Kalorn from your Tampa Bay Lightning. When are you back here?
I'll probably be back there beginning of September, end of August, around then.
Do you know Vinny LeCavalier very well? Or because I know Vinny was, it's hard to believe that Vinny was one of your idols, because Vinny still seems like a kid to me. But I know now he's coming back to the area, and I would imagine he's going to have some involvement with the team eventually.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to him quickly this summer, just kind of congratulated him on his retirement, and he lives near me here in Montreal, so we were going to play some golf, but he's heading back to Tampa pretty soon, so yeah, you know, you'd have to think he would be involved in some capacity. Not that he has to ever work again, but yeah, I think he'd like to do something.
You think they're going to put one of those bronze statues of him out there somewhere? I think they deserve that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, he's been so good for this organization for so long. So, yeah, I'm not sure.
What's the expectation going into this season now? You're like, Jesus, we made it so far last time. We went to the Stanley Cup the year before. I mean, now you guys, anything less than a victory is going to be disappointing for you.
Yeah, I think so. But, I mean, can't look at it like that. It's such a tough league, I think.
Who do you want to fight the most that you haven't gotten a punch in the face yet? Want to lose him? Oh, goddamn it. Because he'll fight. He's not afraid to hit you.
Well, he's up in Canada right now?
He's in Montreal, as they like to say.
Driving through the mountains?
I know that you're a fighter as well, as far as athletes rank.
Could I beat up Kalorn?
Yeah, to defend your wife's honor.
6'2", 205, hockey shape.
Active.
26 years old.
Rondé Barber, not active for a few years. This guy, active, making quite a bit of money.
Which means maybe he's got weaker joints because he is active, you know? You could go for the knees, take him out there.
I have a picture of Mr. Kalorn and myself together while he's not on the phone.
Okay.
And I find that I'm much bigger than he is.
Mm-hmm.
Although I do know that he possesses great fighting skills.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to make a bold prediction right now. I'd like to hold on until he's in the studio one day. Oh. Like to, before I boast and say that I believe I could take him, or I believe he... Oh, there it is. Carmen, you're very quick.
I know.
not as big as I thought I was.
Oh, and you're giving him the middle finger. Wow. F you, Kalorn.
I am giving him the middle finger because... By the way, that was a subconscious middle finger.
Right.
That I didn't know that until afterwards. Look at that beard. What was I thinking?
It's gorgeous. Looks good, man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I look just like Mr. French there.
Real quick, though, I'd love to get a ruling on this. You can't possibly think that you can fight
on ice or on ground?
Ground. Either. In space, you couldn't beat him up.
In space, we're both equal.
The final frontier.
I don't care, Sandra Bullock.
Equal. I like to hold back on this one before making a decision. Okay. I need a little more information.
All right. I think the world has made their decision. There is no way you would stand a chance. Out of all the people you've named so far that you think you could
I think you
could
take them.
By the way, there's all these people that I've named one person. Rondé Barber.
Uriah Faber.
Bobcat. No.
You went back on it, but you did say.
Uriah Faber was a big mistake. It was my first one.
Sure.
And it was a big mistake. And I apologize, and I know that I cannot beat up Uriah Faber. In fact, I believe he would make me cry.
Rondé Barber.
There is no other human being.
Rondé Barber.
The rest are animals.
Robert Kelly?
I'm going to kill Robert Kelly. Yeah. So I'm going to do it. I'm doing it. I already got plans to do it.
John Brennan?
You're going to make me go down. I'll fight him in his office right now.
I'm just telling you.
I'll put up $10,000 to fight John Brennan today.
John Brennan punches harder
today.
John Brennan punches harder than you.
Okay, good. Today. You're going to make me punch him.
Oh, man.
Who else?
Who do you got?
That's it. That's it, basically. Is Carmen calling him back? Oh, no. Thank God. See, that's why I didn't answer. Is that him?
Going with your conversation.
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah.
Is he on hold?
Yes.
Oh, okay. There you go. Hello, Alex.
Hey, sorry about that. I was just driving. My call got dropped.
We were just, it spawned into a, I was talking to you about watching you fight and who you want to punch in the face. And then when we lost the connection, they asked if you and I were to get into a fight, who would win? And I'm holding back. I'm reserving judgment at this point.
Mike likes to make wild claims of people he could beat up.
You're a big guy.
Oh, see?
You're a big guy. I think you could take me.
See, he knows. He knows.
Yeah. Alex Killorn.
Yeah.
I'm too pretty. I don't fight.
Yeah, see, he is gorgeous.
He doesn't want to lose all that money you just got to pay all your hospital bills.
On the ice, he would kill me.
Uh-huh.
But as you say, in space, I think that I...
On the ice, water, ground, snow.
Space. Don't forget space.
Yeah. What's that, Alex?
I'll give it to you after
that. All right. Listen, the guy knows. What do you got to question him for? Who do you want to punch? Is there anybody you want to punch from last season that you can't wait to see again?
Not really.
No?
No. I mean, I'm trying to think.
How are you so so mellow when you think about it? Because when you're on the ice, you're a lunatic.
Yeah. Well, it's different on the ice. I mean, it's... That's just the way you play, but off the ice, it's not like right now. I don't have any bad feelings towards anyone, really. So,
what about at the end of a series? If you when Boyle was going back and forth with that guy, and then the series is over and you guys win and they shook hands at the end, that's pretty manly. But I'd still be like, I'd shake his hand and be like, "You're still a dick," you know. Like, it's hard sometimes when those guys are the cheap shots.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to cheap shots and stuff like that, it's a little different, but. For the most part, guys in the league are honest and they're just trying to win, right? I mean, so at the end of the game, it's more about just showing your respect for them being, you know, better team, I guess.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm...
political answers all day.
Yeah. We know what to look for. Well, when you come back here, man, we'd love to get you in the studio sometime before things get busy. It's great watching you play. I'm so happy for you that you're staying with the team. Congratulations on the big deal. And you better get something nice for your sister for her birthday.
Well, dear. Thanks for having me.
All right, pal. Good talking to you. There you go. Alex Killorn from your Tampa Bay Lightning clearly knows who the bigger man is. I'm still going to hold back on my judgment.
Okay.
No, come on. Let's be serious. This guy can fight.
Yeah.
He's a real fighter.
Yeah.
I'm making jokes, but he'd kill me.
Yeah, I kind of read between the lines there.
Well, some people don't. The people will come up to me in public and be like, Killorn will kill you. Yeah, I know. I'm not. Rondé Barber, I can still kill.
Nope.
Yep. Well, I'm just telling you right now, there's a difference between jokes and real stuff. Bobcats and Barber, done. Killorn and Faber, I lose.
I sense a cage match.
Between me and the cat or me and Rondé? Oh,
and Rondé, all three.
Oh, yeah.
No, then me and the cat team up on Rondé. Oh. That's easy. And then when the cat gets tired, I choke it out.
Yeah, the cat won't realize you're going to turn on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Cat won't know. I could even talk it out loud. I'd be like, that's it, Rondé. Fight the cat, right? The cat, because I'm going to kill that cat when you're done.
Pretty kitty. Pretty kitty.
No one knows.
He's over rubbing catnip on Rondé Barber.
Yeah.
If it wasn't bad for the animals, I'd say let's just start doing Animal Fight Club in here, and we'll slowly bring them in.
If we
start out with a... Like a wild dog.
Right.
Then work your way up to
wild
a...
wild dog would kill you.
What about a rabid raccoon?
I mean, like a little wild.
Huh? Like a rabid raccoon.
Yeah. Start with varmints.
Right.
And then work your way up to canines.
Yes.
And then work your way up to big cats.
But
I'm going to go drag a slow-ass lion from Big Cat Rescue, but it's all doped up and
lethargic.
Uh-huh.
But if bulls can fight us, because there's bull fighters, then why can't we just start fighting other animals?
Bullfighting is terrible.
Bullfighting, it's not legal in America.
Well, yeah.
It's animal abuse is what it is.
I'm
not going to Spain. They got bad hospitals.
Mexico. We can fight any animal in Mexico.
That's true.
That is, yeah.
Oh, that's true.
We have plenty of time on this cruise, too. Oh,
I think Carmen could fight an animal in Mexico as well.
By the way, we're not going to Mexico on the cruise.
I know, but there's plenty of other international waters where fighting animals off the check. I'll call Diane.
We're going to the cockfighting in San Juan.
Do you think maybe if we got like 10 or 15 cocks to fight you at one time, you could take all of them out? But they got the claws and the beaks?
Well, they put those on.
Oh, the
metal
talons,
yeah.
Oh, I thought that was just...
If you just put a bunch of cocks on me and they don't have the talons on them,
you can take
I'll just flick those cocks one by one.
I didn't know that they put the metal claws on the cocks.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I
and the beaks and the
I
whole deal.
That. That's
why they
kind of scary,
carry
actually.
Each other up.
How many cocks normally fight at once?
It's one-on-one.
Oh.
Unlike you, who could take multiple cocks.
You think you'd have a problem getting those cocks off you?
No.
No?
No, I'll flick them. That's
I feel like there'd be too many.
They swarm, though, in groups.
Like, if you ever watch me feed, they're, like, 9 of them will go at one time. If you have 18 cocks around you. Yeah. Bro.
Speaking of that, Carmen, why are you looking at pictures of me on Facebook?
I was trying
to find a picture of me looking mean?
No, I was trying to get out of your Alex Kalorn picture, and it just kind of started going through them.
Just saying. You seem awful smitten with a couple of
Were you looking for other people that could beat him up?
Yeah.
Carbonaro. Carbonaro guy could beat you up.
No.
Oh, there's
He'd
no
make
way.
It disappear.
I could fight everybody in that last picture.
Yeah.
It was me and
Johnny Damon would beat you up.
Johnny Damon might beat me up.
Yeah, but no, you could beat him up. He's a bitch. He shaved his beard for Steinbrenner. Some beard.
Hey,
and
guess what?
I was like, cut it, and he did.
If Cox told you to shave your beard, bitch, you'd be shaving it tomorrow.
I wouldn't unless you did. If you told me, I'd say,
okay, well, so. I'm the Steinbrenner of the thing, so
I'm
there
a
you
bitch.
Go.
He doesn't pay you. He doesn't pay you.
He does. If he was like, hey, I don't like this guy, they'd fire me. So, in essence,
he could get you fired.
Yeah.
But he's also not the guy who's signing your paycheck. So, if Cox said, hey, cut the beard, you cut the beard.
I got to be honest with you.
You're going to be right.
Yeah, I'm a bitch, so I think we proved my point, Johnny Damon and I. Same person.
You should apologize to Johnny Damon.
Johnny Damon, you're a beautiful man. I just wish you would have kept the beard. It was a nice beard. He actually looked good. It's not often. Look how terrible I look. Look how good he looked.
I did a whole segment on a show trying to figure out what nationality Johnny Damon was
Indian.
When he played for the Red Sox. No, I think he was,
Eskimo.
My money was Eskimo. Yeah.
Eskimo.
That's what he looked like. I don't know what he is, but he looked like
I
Eskimo.
I think he actually is American Indian.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Norm.
Native American.
Can you take Norm?
Yes, I
can
take Norm. He could barely stand up.
Not if there was a beer behind you and you said the only way you're getting it is to get this guy out of the way.
Cheers.
No, I cannot take my gallstone.
Cheers.
Go ahead.
Just so you know, Johnny Damon is an American of Croatian and Irish descent.
Oh.
An Eskimo.
Croatian sensation.
But his mother is also a Thai immigrant from to America. So there's a little bit of Thai in there, too.
Okay.
Thai anything. You know?
That explains the... he had the hair and the beard. But, you know what? The policy of the team was to shave the beard.
I know, but how do you? If I'm him, I'm like, no.
It was nice. It was a nice beard.
Look at it. Go from that, go sexy, and then without the beard. Hey, guys.
Exactly, right?
Hey, anybody want to play catch?
I forgot he played for the Rays.
I think everybody played for the Rays.
I forgot about that. Anyway.
Oh, he didn't grow the beard back when he came back here either, man.
Too hot.
He's got it now.
He is too hot.
He's got it now and a mohawk. All right. Let's take a break.
Are we done?
These pictures are
fine. It went from the most manly segment of who you could beat up to me talking about how hot Johnny Damon is.
I could take Philip Orr. Keep going.
You could?
Oh, he would bite you right on the neck.
I can't fight Lucas from Ruby's Elixir.
What's the fat guy from NSYNC's name? Joey Fatone. Could you take Joey Fatone? Because he's a taller gentleman.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
I can't. I would look if I would have said if you would have said, "Hey, this is Bob from the Bagel Store downstairs," I'd be like, "I'd kill Bob."
Who? Rashad?
Rashad Evans.
Yeah, Rashad Evans. Rashad Evans kills you. Who's next?
That microphone kills me. Holly kills me. Salad Dragna kills me. Keep going. My daughter kills me.
Uh-huh. Your daughter and your wife kills you.
I'd let all of them beat me up. All right. There you go.
Okay,
let's take a break. We come back. We will wrap up the show. Thank you to Alex Kalorn. You can follow him on Twitter. I think it's AKalorn17.
19.
That's what I said. 19.
Just ask Amanda. She knows what it is.
She knows what it is.
Ouch.
Why is that?